The Opera Company of Philadelphia is furthering its commitment to the creation of new American works with the recruitment of star baritone Nathan Gunn to lead its American Repertoire program, the company's project aimed at producing an American work in each season for the next 10 years. In recent years, the company has diversified from being just a presenter of grand opera. Now it hosts young composers in residence, commissions or co-commissions new works, and has a hugely successful chamber opera season at the Kimmel Center. Gunn, who sang his first major role in Philadelphia in the mid-1990s, has agreed to become director of the company's American Repertoire Council. His role will be to provide advice and guidance to a program that is aimed at fostering a new generation of opera composers telling authentically American stories. I spoke with Nathan Gunn at the Kimmel Center's recently renovated Dorrance H. Hamilton Roof Garden.
In putting together this council, the idea is that if you're going to do a new piece every year, there's a lot of music being written, and it's good to get a wide variety of opinions, opinions from people who are composers, performers, people who fund these sorts of things, you know, someone who maybe is a pianist or comes at it from a completely different point of view, to listen to get either opinion about the pieces these days and to then find some pieces that we think will have, or some composers that we think will actually also be able to write works that are meaningful to today's audience. And what's wonderful and different about this program, as a matter of fact, I think it's unique to the American opera scene, is that it's really creating a system by which composers have a greater chance of success because they'll be in the environment of opera. Opera is a very hard thing to write. It's about not just the music, it's about a dramatic journey. And it's
a narrative arc, all of the problems that Jennifer Higdon described to us recently on this program.
Exactly.
In writing her latest opera. So are you going out and finding composers who are already fairly visible, or is everything on the table?
I would say everything's on the table at this point. The composers that are having great success right now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be asked to write something, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that are out there writing that haven't had a chance yet, and maybe this program might be better designed for those who are deciding to write their first opera or second opera, or maybe even, and I'll mention this later, but the Aurora series for chamber opera is a great tool for someone who has never written a staged dramatic piece before, because you won't have as many variables. And, you know, the opera companies recently have been forced to put such a huge amount of resources towards any new opera that they do, not knowing whether it's going to be successful or not. And that kind of pressure, I think, on a composer doesn't always create the best result. So I think in Philadelphia, this new program, finding composers that are willing to work as a team a little bit more, willing to, you know, acknowledge, I suppose, like we all do in music, the fact that we don't know everything, and there are experts, people who know how to build sets, people who know how to write words, people, that sort of thing.
You talk about pressure being on composers who are writing first and second operas. In this program, will part of that pressure be that Nathan Gunn will be singing their work?
Sometimes, maybe. Well, actually, hopefully it won't be so much as a pressure as a relief, because, you know, I've created probably half a dozen roles on the stage, sung another half dozen new pieces that I didn't get to create, done, you know, recital work and other orchestral works that are brand new. And I really am a firm believer in really trying to make whatever piece that's written, I really try to give it its best foot forward that first time off, so that it has a chance to be done again and again and again. So if I do end up being in it, they'll at least know that.
And then, I mean, a lot of the time, musicians, particularly instrumentalists, mm-hmm. will talk a lot of the time, and particularly conductors will talk a lot of the time about being in the room with the composer. Clearly, you know, you don't get Beethoven's opinion, you know, centuries after the fact, but you can get the opinion of a composer who's there in the moment. Since you're going to be involved with the premiere productions, if not actually performing in mm-hmm. them, is that something that you'll participate in, that you'll be in the room, say, when rehearsals start, and you'll be able to offer advice to the composer as to what's working from a musical point of view, from a dramatic point of view, from a lyrical point of view?
I will as often as I can, and if I can't be there in person, I'm anticipating being in contact with these composers whenever they need me, whenever they have a question, or if I just need to talk to them about something. The other advantage to this that I haven't really mentioned, because I've been talking about the advantages for the composer all this up to now, is that there's a huge advantage for the performers, especially any young artists that might be here, but also the artists that are asked to work with these composers, because you're right, it gives you a different perspective on Mozart if you're working with Jake Hagee or Jennifer Higdon, where you can say, she can hear it and go, wow, that doesn't quite work. Let's fix this. Your voice is more suited to that. Let's do that. Because that's how actually most composers work. We in the classical singing world tend to want to put the music on a pedestal. Even Franz Schubert, for example, who never had really much of his work done outside of his house, with some songs at least by his friends, they don't realize that he would have been very willing to transpose it if it would sound better, you know. And I think when you work with a living composer and you work with them from the beginning, it gives you a very different perspective on how you should approach a piece where the composer is in fact, you know, no longer living, is dead. I mean, that's a benefit for, I think, every singer actually should work with somebody, you know, with live composers and find out what's actually going on, and which will help their approach towards everything else that they end up doing.
Let me ask you one final question. Is there this part of the arc of your career? Is this part of a bigger plan that you become a director, a conductor? Is this...
at this point, no. I mean, I have my finger in a lot of pies right now with all the performing I'm doing, and of course being a professor at the University of Illinois, and now being the director of the American Repertoire Council. In a way, it all works together. What I'm finding is that an interest of mine, maybe this even goes back to having 5 children, I don't know, but an interest of mine is to not only help educate the younger generations on how to do this, because the future of this art form is in their hands. It's not in mine. I'm just trying to take care of it while I'm still around. And then also have a vibrant opera in this country for them to come to and to be a part of, not only as an audience member, but also as a performer.
Nathan Gunn, director of the Opera Company of Philadelphia's American Repertoire Council.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.